Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Eastern North Dakota could be seeing a $400 million soy crushing plant that would create 60 new jobs with an average wage of $32 an hour. It would purchase an estimated 45 million bushels of soybeans annually. The plan is not finalized yet, but Josh Tigan, the director of the North Dakota Department of Commerce Economic Development, says the site would be located 1 mile west of Castleton and just east of the Thurlton ethanol plant, and the purchase agreement is in place. He's been working with the company for about a month. Tigan and others would not name the company involved other than to say it's a large multinational corporation that is a joint venture between the two agricultural-related groups. Melissa Beach, the Castleton Community and Economic Development Director, says a project of this size would provide a significant increase in tax revenue for the area and an expectation that farmers would come from over 100 miles to haul their soybean products in. Haiti is reporting its first detection of African swine fever in almost four decades. Gary Crawford from the USDA has more.
U.S. animal health officials were not surprised by the finding this week of African swine fever in Haiti after the virus showed up in July in Haiti's adjacent neighbor on the island of Hispaniola, the Dominican Republic. It's the first detection of ASF in Haiti since 1984, and to eradicate it from Haiti back then,
they actually had to go in and kill every pig on the island to get rid of the disease.
Dr. Jack Scherer with USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says the U.S. is setting up an African swine fever protection zone around nearby Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
And the protection zone protects them, and it protects the United States mainland should a diagnosis be made in either Puerto Rico or the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is sending more Customs and Border Protection people to the area.
They're ramping up inspection of flights and vessels that are coming in from foreign ports, especially the Caribbean.
All in an effort to keep African swine fever out of the U.S.
A new report from Reuters claims the EPA will propose cuts to blending requirements under the renewable fuel standard. A document seen by Reuters reporters contained proposed cuts that would reduce blending mandates for 2020 to about 17.1 billion gallons and 18.6 billion gallons for 2021. Those levels are significantly lower than the 20.1 billion gallons finalized for the 2020 year before the pandemic. The EPA is setting the 2020 and the 2021 mandates retroactively and would set 2022 at about 20.8 billion gallons. Reuters suspects that ethanol would take the biggest hit, dropping it from 15 billion gallons to about 12.5 billion gallons in 2020 and 13.5 billion in 2021, however increasing back up to 14.1 billion in 2022. This is Inside Agriculture.